It's 8:45. Live and local in your studio at KIOS FM. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and with me, the executive director of Omaha Girls Rock, Inc., Melissa Wirth. Comes from a school teaching background and now executive director of this organization. Melissa, welcome. It's great to have you here
today. Hi, thank you so much.
Appreciate you stopping by. Omaha Girls Rock, what is the mission?
Well, the mission is to empower youth through music education and creative expression. So basically, the kids who come into our summer camp are given tools to help them learn an instrument, and then they form a band during that week of camp and ultimately practice with their band to write a song, and then they'll perform that song at a showcase on Saturday of that week in front of the public.
Oh, what a fascinating concept,
yeah.
Actually, using music to empower. And I mentioned your teaching career. You weren't a music teacher.
No. I was just a sixth grade teacher that has had a lot of experience within education. And I started with the organization in 2011 to kind of help administer with the artists and the kids that were coming into our first year of camp. So,
What kind of artists do you have come to these camps to help these kids out?
Everyone, definitely musicians. We also have artists from all sectors within the community. We have other teachers that are helping us, social workers, generally community leaders that are all female identifying, and we're very, very lucky to have all of those people with us.
I want to have you address for a moment. There are scientific studies that prove statistically that children involved in extracurricular activities, and particularly music, tend to stay away from troubled behaviors. They tend to have a better future. Can you address that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think in terms of what we're doing with our camp is addressing those facts, but at the same time, we're allowing them to identify with themselves through music. There are so many different genres and musicians that they can identify with and feel represented by. And so we're giving them that education to understand more about what they have the possibility of being and doing. And, you know, some may not ever play an instrument again after the years that they spend with us, but they feel better about themselves and they feel that they can identify with themselves and express themselves and feel good doing so. And that's really the purpose of what we're doing.
What are some of the instruments that people are allowed to use?
We provide guitar, bass guitar, drums, and keyboard. So they practice on those four instruments. You know, at times we do bring in other instruments for them to explore. And, you know, we're very open to other instruments hopefully being brought to camp in the future, like ukuleles and things like that.
Are those instruments brought by some of the teaching artists? Are they donated by people?
Yeah, we definitely get donations. We as an organization own about 10 bands worth of instruments in terms of those instruments, but also the amps, the speakers, the microphones, and everything that goes with, you know, performing with the band. But we also do get donations, and some of the kids bring their own instruments as well because they've been spending time with us, that they're going out and seeking more instruction and things like that, and parents are buying them instruments, which is really cool.
Sure. Oh, that's very cool. What about folks that they say, wow, you know what, our kids are graduated and they've gone off to college, but we still have that trumpet sitting in the closet. Is that something that your organization would be interested in as a donation?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like I said, I think we're really trying to open the doors to more different instruments, so that, because I mean, not everybody identifies with those four instruments, and so we want to keep it open. And obviously, I think the more instruments we have, the more interesting the music becomes as well.
Sure, very good. This showcase, like the showcase on Saturday, the 14th of July, that's the teen showcase, and the youth showcase is the very next week on the 21st of July. That's at the Slowdown, and these are free events.
Yes, so our weeks of camp are this week, the 13 to 16-year-olds are at camp, and they perform on the 14th at 5 o'clock, and the show is free because we really want to make it accessible to the public as well as to families, because, you know, grandpa, grandma, all the aunts and uncles, we want them all there to celebrate that child on stage.
Oh, very good. It's Omaha Girls Rock, Inc. Is it specifically for female? It's just females?
Female identifying, yeah. So we really, you know, in terms of, you know, honoring that piece and the underrepresentation of women in music and in general, that's really where we stem from as an organization. But, you know, there's still a lot of, you know, places that we need to build up those female identifying kids and even adults that are with us in camp as well.
Very good. This is Melissa Worth. She's the executive director of Omaha Girls Inc. And if you would like more information or want to find out how you can help, Omaha Girls Rock. I left that out. Omaha Girls Rock Inc. is what I meant to say. OmahaGirlsRock.org is the website to go to. You can find out the showcase dates as well as how you can possibly donate or an instrument, money, or get involved. Melissa, thank you very much for stopping in. It's good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. It's 8:51. Time to get back to Morning Edition.